as we look around, we notice that there is much broken, much brokenness. Homes, families, much need for the Church of Christ today. Great need that the Church of Christ be in prayer. But that our prayers have legs, hands, feet, words of care and compassion. That we would truly be the body of Christ. Let us pray. Hear our prayers, gracious and loving God, lifted before you today. Father, remind us in our hearts and through your Spirit that is in us that when we bow our heads, it's not a small thing. That when we lift our hearts before you, we are literally in the presence of the creating God, the God of the known universe, the creator of all things. We find ourselves in your presence and Christ in our behalf pleading with you to hear our prayers. So Father, let us not take lightly this thing we call prayer, but let us take it serious. Let us be earnest in it. Let us be steadfast in it. Let us be continually in a spirit of prayer, praying for each other and the needs of one another. Father, we have lifted many needs before you today, and you've heard each one of them. Father, it seems as we read our newspapers, consult our online sources, watch our television programs, Father, we see the needs in the world around us, and to be honest, it seems a bit overwhelming. But let us remember who you are. That you are an awesome God, an omni-all God. And that you, this gracious God of all things, hears the prayer of one such as I. And you listen with as much love and compassion to mine as anyone else's. For you hear our prayers through your love, through your grace. So, Father, we lift them before you today, spoken aloud, written in our bulletin, or silently carried there upon our hearts. Before whom all things are known, we lift them up to you. And Father, we pray that your will be done, giving us the strength to accept whatever that will may be, and to accept our part in what that will may be. Seeking forgiveness for our sins, and strength to forgive others. Seeking healing for our wounds and healing for the wounds of others. For those who suffer in times of tragedy and uncertainty, God, may you fill them with your Spirit that they would know your peace. And Father, as we truly do bring our prayers for one another, our church, other churches, our nation, especially the area of Texas and those areas, as we pray for the world scene, unrest, posturing, the beating of drums, Father, may we truly be agents of peace. And Father, we know today that you are truly at work in the world, but that you have us through whom to work. And as we pray for our nation, communities, and all of the needs, Father, may you use us to be agents of peace, change, help, and hope. And truly, Father, may we hear and see as you would have us and live it every day. And now would you hear us as in heart and voice we come to pray together as you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.